Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to conclude our series of studies on why the Bible was written. And we wish to consider today that it was written that we might defeat Satan. Now, in all of the other studies that we have made, the Bible itself tells us why it was written, or the person writing tells us how he was writing, or why he was writing. You will recall that in the Gospel according to St. John, in chapter 20 and verses 30 and 31, we read, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing that ye might have life through his name." Now, we've already covered this subject, but that illustrates each and every instance we introduce it with the words "it is written," or "I have writing," or some other use of the word "write." In today's lesson, it is the Lord who says in his temptation, and we're going to consider the temptation of the Lord in able to give us the advice that we need in dealing with this satanic majesty. and we're going to be reading, incidentally, in the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. And if you have your Bibles near at hand, I believe it will be profitable to consider with us these scriptures from the fourth chapter of Luke. But now to get back. Satan was trying to tempt our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Lord in each case met his onslaughts with the words, "It is written." And he furnishes you and me an example of going into the Word of God to get the answers to Satan's subtle temptations that he directs our way. Now, we do read, in 1 John, John's first epistle, chapter 2 and verse 16, where sin is categorized in three ways. I'll read it to you. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." Three categories: the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. This actually was used by Satan in the Garden of Eden. These three categories were all exploited by Satan, used by Satan, in connection with the temptation of Eve. We read in Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 and 7, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat." Now, did you notice, please? Satan had tempted her. He said, "Did God say that you should not eat of this tree?" Did he really say that? He put a doubt in her mind. And when she looked at that tree, it was beautiful. And the fruit looked delicious. Now notice how Satan gets to her. "When the woman saw that the tree was good for food," that's the lust of the flesh, "and pleasant to the eyes," that's the lust of the eyes, "and a tree to be desired to make one wise," that's the pride of life. Satan uses exactly the same strategy on our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the fourth chapter of Luke. We read there, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Every word of God is more necessary than the very food that we eat. And it is in itself food, spiritual food. But now, did you notice here? Satan takes advantage of the Lord's weakness. He was hungry. He had not eaten in 40 days. And he says, he uses the lust of the flesh, first of all. He uses the lust of eyes later. He uses the lust of the flesh. In those days did he eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward were hungered, and the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God. Now he's appealing to his pride, isn't he? He certainly is. Command this stone that it be made bread. And you know, I think that that stone looked like bread. I really do. I think that there was the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life involved in all of these temptations, and certainly in the first one. Satan says, if thou be the Son of God, command that this stone be made bread. Prove to me that you're so the Son of God. Okay, the devil said that. Now the Lord said to him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He's not going to listen to the devil. Now let's go on reading, if you please. Verse 5 of the 4th chapter of Luke. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed him unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He showed him the glories of the kingdom of the world. Now, I don't know how he did it. Satan has powers. He took him up into a high mountain, and he made all the kingdoms of the world and their beauty and their glory pass before his eyes. Now, notice, please, the devil took him up there for a purpose. Verse 6, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whom ever I will give it. If thou therefore worship me, all shall be thine. Can you think of his arrogance? He thought him as being born, the thought of the Lord as being born of a virgin. He did not seem to realize that this was God manifest in the flesh. Now, I don't know why he didn't, but he didn't. And so he tells the Lord, in this temptation, all this power will I give thee. You come to win this world to God. He says, I'll give it to you if you'll fall down and worship me. Can you imagine the arrogance of Satan? There's no end to the arrogance of Satan. And he pulled that on Christ, if you please. Now, this is the lust of the eyes. The Lord could see those kingdoms and their beauty and their glory, and Satan says, you can have it all if you'll just fall down and worship me. I don't know whether Satan knew that the Lord was going to the cross or not. He must have been ignorant of it, but he certainly did the right thing if he was going to make this stick. But it didn't stick. Our Lord Jesus Christ answers him. Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. Now he is appealing to the word of God, the same word of God that you and I have. It is written, if you please, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now Jesus was taking the place of a man. But he was a man. He was very man and very God. But listen to what he says to Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Think if you will, please. He used the lust of the eyes, and the Lord, Satan, did not think that Christ would be tempted to escape the cross. I don't know. I don't know whether he knew that the Lord was destined to the cross, but he says, here's an escape. I'll give it to you all right now if you'll just fall down and worship me. Well, it didn't work. Satan, the Son of God, was not even touched. I don't think he was even motivated. I don't think he was even influenced to listen to the devil. But then he takes him up on a high mountain. And this we must examine carefully. Now, it says in verse 9, and he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written. Now Satan takes up the phrase, it is written, for it is written. Now you claim that it's written. All right, I'll use it. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now he was tempting the Lord his God. He didn't know that Christ, I cannot believe that at this juncture, Satan believed that he was God. He only saw that virgin birth, Christ as a man. But you see what the Lord, you see the subtlety. Now, if you'd want to abide by something that's written, you cast yourself down. He's quoting the Psalms, Psalm rather 90, verses 11 and 12. I'm going to read that. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. You know Satan left that out? In all thy ways. He misquoted the scripture. Yes, he'll quote it, but he'll misquote it. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now here, he is appealing to Christ's pride. Can you see it? He shall give all his angels charge over thee. If you want to please your Father, just show him how much you can trust him. Just show him how much you can trust him. Throw yourself down. He'll take care of you. Well, the Lord didn't yield to that. He said finally to him, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him and left him for a season. But did you notice, please? There was the lust of the eyes. There was the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Show me how much you love your Father. Christ didn't do it. He says, I'm not going to tempt God to hold me up. Satan left him. He was defeated. Now, our recourse in defeating Satan is by means of the Word of God. We read in Ephesians chapter 6, for instance, there's a whole line of things that we might do. We're in a spiritual warfare, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places. And then he says, take to you the whole armor of God. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, you're in a war, that we might, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the margin has it more correctly, the wicked one, Satan himself. We have the Word of God to use on Satan. And here the Lord says, and here Paul says rather, using the reasoning of the Lord, and above all taking the shield of faith wherewith ye should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now you and I have that Word of God. Let's read it. Let's digest it. Let's be sure that when he reminds us, when Satan is tempting us, we can quote to him the right scriptures. For you and I have the Word of God to combat Satan in all his majesty. Our fathers, we thank you today, blessed Father, for the example that our Lord Jesus Christ gives him, and for the defeat of Satan which he accomplished. Help us to know your word and to be aware of his lusts and of his temptations. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.